China demands patience with lockdowns as coronavirus cases surge ahead. By John Hayward on October 10, 2022. The Chinese Communist Party's newspaper People's Daily on Monday told citizens to boost their confidence and be patient with China's brutal coronavirus lockdowns as the Communist Party Congress, CPC, begins next weekend. Chinese coronavirus cases are surging despite China's draconian control measures. A potential source of embarrassment for dictator Xi Jinping as he seeks an unprecedented third term in power at the CPC. The People's Daily insisted prevention and control guidelines are effective against the Omicron variant, despite all evidence to the contrary. Confidence is more important than gold in the fight against the epidemic. The Communist paper proclaimed while admitting some of the more heavy-handed measures might have gone too far. We must optimize epidemic prevention and control initiatives, and further improve them to be more scientific, precise and effective to minimize the impact on economic development and the normal life of the public, and to increase confidence and patience in our current epidemic prevention and control policies, the People's Daily droned. The South China Morning Post, SCMP, on Monday found few signs of a lighter touch as public frustration mounts ahead of the historic Communist Party Congress. The SCMP noted cities across China are still imposing preemptive lockdowns and bans, with little concern for the resulting disruptions to the economy, or even for shortages of food and medicine. Local governments are resorting to strict punishment, sometimes even police detention, to deal with control violations. The SCMP noted, describing official threats to haul citizens away to concentration camp-style extended central isolation centers. Reuters quoted Chinese officials telling stranded tourists to seek temporary work as electricians, cooks, and wood craftsmen after a sudden lockdown was imposed on Xinjiang province, home of the oppressed Uyghur Muslims. China has been trying to paper over its massive human rights abuses against the Uyghurs and finish the job of subduing the Uyghurs by turning their homeland into a tourist attraction. Many Xinjiang residents believe their province has been subjected to exceptionally sudden and harsh coronavirus lockdowns to crush their spirits. Reuters also found residents of Shanghai growing nervous as Chinese coronavirus cases increase. Shanghai was placed under a grueling two-month snap lockdown early this summer and its inhabitants are worried it could happen again. Several Shanghai districts announced public venues would be shut down on Monday. But so far only a few residents report being incarcerated in their homes, as much of the population was in June. Some other cities were placed under full lockdown on Monday, including the northern city of Fengyang and Hohhot, the capital of Inner Mongolia. Yesterday I was banned from leaving my residential compound. Today I was prohibited from exiting the building. It's the sixth day of lockdown. I'm so desperate. One Hohhot resident wrote on Weibo, China's heavily censored version of Twitter. I've been eating instant noodles for a week. Canteens are closed. Delivery services are unavailable. My stock of instant noodles is running low. Help, cried another. Shares of international casino companies slipped on Monday as news of the latest lockdown spread, quashing hopes for a recovery in Chinese consumer spending. Wynn Resorts, MGM Resorts International, Las Vegas Sands Corp., and Caesars Entertainment Incorporated were among the U.S. companies reporting stock slides of up to 12%.